All right, guys. Hey, WMAP, world's most amazing people. Happy Monday, guys. I can't wait for my next guest, guys. There is this author. She's a speaker and she's a coach, entrepreneur, hugely successful and helping other people. And from, you know, since I met her, all I got was this this brutal honesty and this bravery, which I think is so cool. I mean, the first book she put out, it was called Rearview Reflections, and she spoke candidly with me about that not too long ago, and that was it was really cool to hear. It was about basically her love and respect for a family member. I'll tell you all about this later when I get her on the phone. But she just got, this is cool too. I was just reading about this. She just got admitted to this elite group of coaching, and that's called FURCoach.com, FURCoach.com. And there's only a couple people that actually can do this. So she's at the top of her game, and I'm talking about Savoy Ragsdale. Now, Savoy has this book, Absolute Best, which she told me she's given this great deal to my listeners. She says that if you guys go to authorsavoyrags.com, and I'll spell it for you, if you go to AUTHORSAVOIRAGS.com, you can type in an email, and she's going to send you a downloaded copy when this thing comes out. I mean, that's pretty cool right there. I mean, you know, someone who is at the top of her game like that and giving stuff away really just cares about people. So I'm so psyched to have her. Guys, I just got to play a station ID. When I come back, I'm going to have this great guest, Savoy Ragsdale. You're going to get to meet her if you haven't heard her before on the air. I can't wait. Be right back, guys. Hang tight. Look
out for me. Do you or someone you know have an amazing or an inspirational story? Were you faced with adversity, or did you have to overcome obstacles or challenges just to get where you are today? Well, look, my name is Casey Armstrong. You might remember me as the producer or the writer on the Howard Stern Show, but right now I'd like to personally invite you guys to join me and my crew every Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on Long Island News Talk Radio as we bring you the world's most amazing people. Each day, we'll talk to uplifting, inspirational, talented people who have made a difference right here in our own hometown. Not only here, but in the world. That's WMAP, the world's most amazing people, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on Long Island News Talk Radio, 103.9 WRCN.
Savoy Ragsdale is the acclaimed author who is getting these amazing reviews, and just an incredible person. She challenges you with her books and with her speaking gigs, with her coaching, and she's trying to find the gold in every experience. Talk about turning lemonade from lemons. Guys, my pleasure to bring to the program Savoy Ragsdale. Savoy, what's going on?
Hey, Casey, how are you today?
I am doing well, and I'm glad I'm talking to you, because last time you came on the air, it was so awesome the way that you were talking about the respect you had for your mom and you know, how your career in writing began. Let me go over that just briefly before we get into the other stuff. Now, tell me about Rearview Reflections.
Okay, so Rearview Reflections, I actually wrote it, Casey. I'm a journaler, and I kind of found myself journaling what's in Rearview Reflections back in 2011. And I actually was kind of afraid to actually get out there and publish it, even though I finally had finished it and what have you. Loved ones had said, you know what, we think this is something you might want to publish. And August of the year prior, my mom reviewed the book for me and edited it and what have you, and unfortunately I lost her maybe 6 months after that. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't totally published it at that point. I went through my grieving point and what have you, but when I finally kind of came up out of my muck, I said to myself, you know what, I have to finish this in honor of Mom. And so I finally got my book published. And again, it's a compilation of poetry book about my life. And so in honor of her, I finally got that published.
And Savoy, probably one of the best memories you have is you and your mom, you actually edited this together, right?
Yes, we did. And it was kind of cool when she went in and looked to edit it and what have you, and she completed her edited copy. What was kind of fun about this whole part was she even said to me after she edited it, she's like, okay, so have you published it yet? No. What's your excuse, right? And I didn't have one. I was still sitting on it. And so finally, when I finally do send in my actual final copy, I held on to her edited copy, and lo and behold, everything that the editors did through the publisher was the exact same areas that she had edited as well. And I thought, wow, this is something else. So it was truly a labor of love.
Yeah, isn't it so funny that, you know, when a loved one passes on, we hear them in our heads, and at the time we're like, you know, Maybe this isn't 100% right, but then after they pass, you know, we find out that they pretty much knew everything. Whatever they said, it was actually the truth. You know what I mean? It was totally right.
Yes. I know. They continue to reveal themselves, is what I'm learning.
And that's how you know what? And that goes along with what you do by turning your lemons into lemonade. A lot of people would say, yeah, you know, that's a coincidence, whatever. But, you know, you choose to think that this is someone talking to you. Like, I'm in the same thing. Like, my old man, when he would say things, I was like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, whatever. But then as I got older and after he passed away, I was like, you know what? That guy knew what he was talking about. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Savoy, so in that first book, I know what you mean when you said that you didn't want to. It was hard to expose yourself, kind of put yourself out there, and in the poem Face to Face, that's kind of I would say for someone to put out their first work, it's tough to put this kind of stuff out there. This is you on a page, right?
You telling me? Oh, yeah. You talking about vulnerable. And, you know, and I'm one of those persons who usually doesn't care what other people think.
Right.
I guess I literally cared what other people think. And so I tell you, it was difficult to be that vulnerable. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to write it and reread it for myself, but, you know, and then for it to be as nicely and well received as it is, It just really, really, really touches my heart.
I bet you think of your mom when everybody gives you a compliment. I bet you think of your mom.
Oh, no, you said a mouthful. I think of her. I had lunch with one of her best friends the other day, and I thought to myself, I don't always have copies of the book with me, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to take it with me, and forgot to take it in. And so when I was about to leave, I turned around and took it in to her. And it wasn't even 2 days later, she's like, Savoy, and hearing it from her was like hearing it from my mom.
Mm.
She says, sweetie, you need to keep doing what you're doing, and I need two more books. I go, oh, my goodness.
You know, look, that's so awesome. And Savoy, look, you know, we joke around and stuff like that, but in this poem, Face to Face, it's such a special and really personal and revealing. You talk about vulnerable. Yeah. I mean, there's so many lines in there that I just love. I love this poem, and I'm going to have you, if you don't mind, I'm going to have you read it in a minute. Is that okay?
Oh yeah. I'd love to.
I love the line where you say that, you know, as you mature, that I'm not doing the poem, but I'm kind of talking about what you're talking about. This is my take on it. You say that,
okay.
As you mature, you know, you find out that you got to hold yourself accountable for what you say that you're going to do. And why do we always do the opposite thing? I think everyone can relate to everything in this poem, and it's kind of brave for you to actually admit this to people. This is something that everyone does, But, you know, we don't want to tell our best friend about this. We don't want to tell people. Right? Right?
No, but you're so right.
Yeah. But you did
it. We don't wear this on our sleeve or on the back of a T-shirt saying, hey, let me tell you what I'm not doing.
Right, right. No, but you know what? Everybody's doing this, and this is why I love this poem. If you wouldn't mind, for my listeners, could you read Face to Face? And guys, she's going to read this. She's going to read this poem, and that you can get that Rearview Reflections if you go to authorsavoyrags.com. AUTHORSAVOIRAGS.com. Sorry, I have to spell that out. But look, half of you guys are probably like me. We don't know how to spell, so I'm going to do that for you. But this is a great poem, one of my favorites. Guys, this is Face to Face by Savoy Ragsdale. Please.
Okay, all right. Face to Face. The hardest thing I have ever done is come face to face with myself, holding myself accountable for what I say I'm going to do. Maturity is doing what you know to do, but why do I do the total opposite? When I look deep inside my eyes, I see a perfect invisible me, the wisest one I know, staring back at me. Tapping into my greatness is what she is all about. I could fool the world, but never myself, face to face.
That's so cool. And I have a bunch of questions, and maybe next time we'll take callers, but I don't want to hear from them right now. As much as I love all you guys, I have a million questions, so next time. But when you're talking about when you you're staring into your eyes, you see a perfect invisible me, the wisest one that's staring back at you. Now, is that the person that you want to be, or is that somebody that you knew?
As someone who I want to be. I personally believe that God has given everyone a seed of greatness, and I believe that some of us are living up to it, and some of us are on our way to it, and some of us are just not even striving at all to get there. And I am at a point in my life where it's just not okay for me to not strive at all, or put the mantle down occasionally. After losing my mom, my dad, my dog, you know, Brandon Burchard calls it the mortality, I say it wrong every time, motivation. You know, I'm just motivated to hopefully tap into the best part of me. I'm a strong believer that we are multidimensional, no matter what your faith or belief is. And one reason I believe it even more so after losing my family members, even my dog, when I put my dog down, you know, I'm holding his lifeless body in my arms, and what left? His personality, his soul. So if I really wasn't certain that we were multidimensional, I am now.
Right, right.
And so understanding and knowing that, I would like the rest of my days on this earth to be where I'm not the person who goes to my grave and my dreams are buried with me. I was on my way there because it's very easy to change paths and just exist instead of genuinely live. And I believe living is living to your highest potential, whatever that is. And I think all of us have deep down inside of us, only you know the fire that's burning inside of you. And I know deep down inside of me, my fire is burning so high and so hot that I am at a point in my life I can't ignore it anymore. I can't squelch it anymore. Right. I can't push it down into the quicksand like I used to. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to act like I don't know I'm supposed to do this. Well, you know what? I'm no longer there. Yeah. And so that's actually where even Absolute Best came along, because Absolute Best, Changing Your Mindset, Change Your Life, is about my journey of no longer being there. And hopefully, by writing about that, it may help someone else choose to really, really step up and be all of what God has created them to be.
Hey, Savoy, can I ask you, I mean, have you gone through a depression where you kind of, that fire wasn't as bright as it is now?
Yes. I'm not sure if I would have called it depression, but probably that's a good word.
Yeah.
But I have truly gone through a period in my life where the fire was not as hot, and I was the typical get up and go to a job you hate and do it over and over again for 5 days, live for the weekend because I hate my job so much I got to really live it up on the weekend, and then start it all over again year after year after year after year after year.
Yeah, well, you're talking to about 70% of the audience right now. This is what we do. I mean, you're a normal person. You're a regular person.
Well, I call it my half-baked, autopilot, unfulfilling self.
Mm.
That was where I was. And, you know, and I've had my ups and then my downs, but if I really got real with myself, and that's my thing, I just have to get brutally honest with myself. And when I did, I said to myself, if I were to go percentage-wise, have I been more on the best me or lazy me? And if I get honest with myself, I've been more on the lazy me side. Mm-hmm. And I've decided instead of doing that, I'd rather fly high than to lay low anymore. I'm through.
Wow. And you know, for the people out there that are probably, you know, just pumping their fist right now, like, yeah, I know what she's talking about. how did you get back to it? How did you get to that realization? How did you, you know, stop that?
Well,
everyone goes for the pity party. Yeah, please.
Yeah, everybody has whatever, but... You know, my unfortunate way of getting there, or fortunate that I'm finally back to it, it was losing my mom.
Yeah.
That one put me over the edge. It was enough to have lost Dad. It was enough to have lost my dog. And when I lost her, it just put me over the edge. And I, you know, I finally just found myself after, you know, and I'm still through my grieving process, but nowhere near where I used to be. But I've decided just to turn it into fuel. And I'm past it. I'm like, you know what? I look out and I see so many people that I admire. And you know what? Any person that I admire is built of the same thing I am. Mm-hmm. Only difference with them is that maybe they've moved forward. And it you know what? I may not have seen their journey, but on the outside, it looks like they've arrived at what their zen is. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
What's my zen and living in it? And, you know, I'm at a point where, you know what, I want that also. You know, I use this guy as an example, but, and to some, it may not be an example to them because they say, oh, well, that's him. No, Michael Jordan is a very good example of this, in my opinion. I don't know his complete history, but I know it enough to speak from what I understand.
Okay.
And in high school, he wasn't the best ball player.
Is that right?
He was not. And he was not. His brother, his older brother, kicked his behind on a regular basis.
Really?
You better believe it.
Wow.
So he was not the best, so much so, if I remember correctly, and I may butcher the story, one year he may have either gotten cut or either he was put on the reserve bench or whatever, and after that happened, he's like, no more. So if you want to say, oh, well, yeah, he's born with, no. None of us, all of us have born with the seed, but you've got to decide to do something with that seed. And that's the part I like about him, is that from my observation and what I understand, then he and Kobe Bryant is another example. Their work ethic and their practice, I understand, was just always second to none. So you would say, oh, but they're just awesome, you know, and they always usually hit whatever shots they go for. You know what? They have practiced so well that in those tight times and when the team needed, they could step up. They could go straight to their zen without much effort. Why? Because they had practiced when no one else was looking.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That happens to be sports, and I like to talk sports because my dad was coach and all that. And I think sports is an excellent example of lessons, life lessons we can learn.
No, that was an excellent example because a lot of people would think, yeah, Michael Jordan, you know, since he was two, you know, he could palm a basketball, mm-hmm. you know, but mm-hmm. but no, it's not always like that. It's mm-hmm. you know, athletes have to. Just like a writer
does. They
have
to put the work in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, you can have natural mm-hmm. talent. Yeah, I know guys that I played mm-hmm. college football with, they could run a 4.5 40, and yeah, they were fast. That's God-given, and a lot of them worked toward it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you take a guy who was a freshman who was running a 4.8, but then got on the program, worked his tail off, and now he's running, you know, 4.65, 4.6, you know.
Exactly.
You got to put the work in.
Taking that to another level, right?
Yeah, nothing's guaranteed.
And the reason sometimes we idolize them, because they literally look like a god to
yeah.
us. And you know what? And the reason why they look like a god to us is because to me, they start living more in the zone than not in the zone. And the zone to me is when you don't think. Mm-hmm. You don't have to think. You know, it's just innate. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just innate. You know, okay, hey, you know what? We need to make about 6 more points so we can win this game.
Right.
Let's get out here and do it. You don't even think about it. You don't say, okay, I'm going to go out here, I'm going to dribble left, right. No.
Right.
It's innate because mm-hmm. that's where I want to be in my life. I want to be just like those top athletes, have whatever I'm to be doing to be such stellar and high caliber that it's just my zen and I live in the zone on a regular. That's what absolute best is.
And I think that's how you got to absolute best, is by getting confidence from rear view reflections. People telling you, hey, wow,
true.
You're really good at this. You can do this. Not only are you doing this, you know, because, you know, your mom saw it in you, and she was an English teacher, I believe, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
and
she told you that, look, you got this talent, but now it's out, your mom's gone, and people are saying, hey, you're a pretty gosh darn good writer. You develop some confidence, I guess, and that's probably what you're talking about.
It is, and I did an acronym with myself years ago, CCID, Confidence Comes in Doing. And I don't know, somewhere along the line I came up with that, because sometimes people will look at a person who's confident and decide they were born that way.
Hmm.
Wrong answer. Right?
Right.
We all got to put the work in. I'm the Shiloh girl that the mom nurtured to even be able to start talking, let alone stop crying behind her leg, mm-hmm. but just continuing to put me in situations that stretched me and that I grew. Oh, sure, she'd always ask, sweetie, would you like to learn how to play the piano? Yes, mommy. Sweetie, would you like to learn how to twirl? Yes, mommy. I have no idea what I'm saying yes to. And little by little, before she know it, one day she hears me on the phone talking to a friend from school, and she goes, is that my daughter,
wow.
The Shiloh girl? So you know what I'm saying? Just really, really being nurtured to where I didn't know I'm going. Because
mm-hmm.
even as a little girl, I'm in 4-H, and if you're from the South, 4-H is very common where you have different areas you want to specialize in. And so I was like cooking, sewing, and public speaking. Okay, imagine a Shiloh girl up there public speaking. Oh, my God. Ask me how many times I had to go practice. Right?
Yeah, right. So,
oh, my God. And then I'm crying while she's correcting my inflection. So, but ultimately, what did that end up? One of the best things I do is my public speaking. And so, you know, practice, just like Michael Jordan and the other athletes and whatever it is a person practices in their life to where they get better and better and better. You know, the confidence truly does come in the doing.
True. Guys, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm speaking with the great Savoy Ragsdale. And the book that you can get that's out, the first book is Rearview Reflections. And now Absolute Best will be released in hardcover and softcover, I believe, the end of this year, the fourth quarter. And right now, if you want, go on the website and send an email over to Savoy, and you're going to get a downloadable copy. I believe that's for free. Are you really doing that?
I am. I will be giving away Absolute Best, a downloadable copy, as soon as it's out to anyone who's from this radio station call who sends me over a note and says, I'd like Absolute Best downloadable when it's out.
Awesome.
That's it. That's all.
That's so cool. Guys, I'm going to spell it again because I'm sorry if this bores you, but I have to do it because it's you know, I can't spell.
It's
so
a little different.
I'm trying to think, like, you know, if I'm listening, I'm in the car or something like that, I got to hear this. So author, AUTHORSAVOIRAGS.com. Author, SavoyRags.com. Go there, send an email. And just say, hey, I heard you on MAP with that knucklehead Casey, and I don't know if he was lying, but he said you're going to send something out to me, or if she moves you, please, just if you don't want the book, just, you know, say what you're feeling, because I know what a great guest she is. Savoy, I could ask you a million questions, and I know we're running late, but that's not going to stop me, but I was going to tell you that, you know, by going through your notes and by talking to you and getting to know you a little bit, I would say, look, and I've done this before, Virginia Phillips is a very successful author. She came on, and she's been
a friend of mine.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
She's awesome. And she came on, she's been on the show a bunch of times, and she has these things that she says. And each one, we text, we're friends. And I'm like, you know what? I just got another Phillipsism. Because
that's
something.
Right. That's what she calls them.
Yeah, something that she says, it just sticks with you. And I'm thinking that, one of your next projects should be kind of a book of inspirational quotes. All right, I'm going to talk to the audience out here. Before a guest comes on, if you guys aren't in, radio, TV or whatever, before a guest comes on any show, what they do is a pre-interview. And, you talk about just so the host gets to know you a little bit. Now, Savoy, I read her pre-interview and, rarely I go through there with a highlighter, but, in the things that she said, she doesn't even know it, but there are a bunch of quotes in there that, could be great for a book, like a calendar once a day. Let me give you a couple of these. You don't even know that you did this, Savoy. You didn't know I was going to do this on the air, did you?
No, I have no clue. So I'm bracing myself.
so you go, she writes in one of these, she says that 90% are okay with living the mediocre life. It takes courage to live outside our comfort zone. Right there, that's a short little thought right there. And the one that really got me was when you said that I'm killing mediocrity by replacing it with excellence. How great a statement is that right there? That should be on every refrigerator. That should be on every locker. Right there. I am killing mediocrity by replacing it with excellence. I mean, did you ever say that before, or is that the first time you wrote that?
I think that's the first time I wrote it, and I'm writing it down right now. because I didn't know I said it, but I did say it.
It's so great. I mean, there's so many of them in here. You say that the most important and fulfilling thing to you is to rule your life. You choose to sow good seeds, and you love helping people get past just one roadblock that they're having. And I bet if people pick up Rearview Reflections or Absolute Best, that's what's going to happen. So Savoy, you're so talented, and you speak for every man, every man, every woman. So that's what kind of writer is that? Did your mom? What did your mom think of you as a writer? Did she describe you as kind of that, or what did she say? I know she said that you're extremely talented, and what's your excuse for not publishing this? But people are loving your stuff, and is it through her you got this gift that you can connect to the regular person?
It's definitely through her.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. I remember one day, I don't remember what I was doing because it wasn't either one of these books, but one day Mom says, you know what, sweetie, you really have a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You really have a gift in how you express yourself. You might want to think about that. And I told her, I said, well, Mom, you remember back in my 20s, I went and, I established a corporation because back then I knew I was supposed to write. She said, yeah, I know, I remember that, but you never did anything with it. I said, yeah, I know. Yep.
Guys,
So my point is, it's never too late to do what your desire is. It's never too late. As long as I believe that you're still breathing, that means that you're above ground, you still have the ability to pursue whatever dreams and aspirations that you have. Never, ever too late. I'm 57 years old, moving forward with never moving backwards to excel and do my absolute best.
That's awesome. Guys, Savoy Ragsdale, go to the website, authorsavoyrags.com, AUTHORSAVOIRAGS.com. And Savoy, I know we're way over here, but I got to ask you just last question here. You just got accepted or inducted or given this huge it's an honor, because you're one of the most elite coaches in this industry here, and that's the elite group of coaching, four FurCoach.com. FurCoach.com. How did this come about? Did you expect it? And what does that mean for you?
You know what? I didn't expect it. And it's the number four, FurCoach.com. And that may be what you said, but I'm not sure if it is. But I was not expecting it at all. I was speaking with the person, the owner of the company, and they said, you know what, we've got to actually get you on with us. You're such an asset, and we really, really want to have it where people can call in and be able to speak with you regarding whatever they're needing coaching on. So that's how that happened.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that. And
thank you.
I'm psyched because we get Savoy back here. We're going to talk to her in a couple weeks. But in between, I'm going to be playing this this interview. It's going to go on rotation. You get to hear this great interview here. And Savoy, you are definitely one of the world's most amazing people. So thank you so much for sharing every part of yourself. And I feel cheated I never met your mom. That's you know, probably what we should take away from the first book.
Oh, thank you so much for that. I believe she's smiling down right now on us, for sure.
I bet. Yeah. Nice. Savoy, all right, I'll be talking to you soon. And, you know, in the meantime, what do you have planned? Are you doing any signings? Are you available for signings or speaking gigs? Tell me about that.
Yes. So my schedule is available for speaking gigs. Not doing any signings right now and what have you, but definitely available locally and nationally for speaking engagements.
Awesome. Guys, Savoy Ragsdale, author, SavoyRags.com. Get the book, and we'll be right back on WMAP, the world's most amazing people. And Savoy has just been a tremendous guest. I can't wait to have her back. We'll probably hear from her in just a couple weeks. So everyone, just stay tuned, and we'll be right there.
Told my little Pollyanna, there's a place for you and me. We'll go down to Transverse City. Life is cheap and death is free. Past the condensation silos, past the all-night trauma stand. We'll be there before tomorrow. Pollyanna, take my hand. Show us endless neon vistas, castles made of laser light. Take us to the shopping sector in the vortex of the night. Past the shiny Mylar towers, past the ravaged tenements, to a place we can't remember for a time we won't forget. Here's the hum of desperation. Here's the test tube mating call. Here's the latest carbon cycle. Here's the clergy of the mall. Here's the song of sheer intorsion. Here's the bloodbath magazine. Here's the harvest of contusions. Here's the narcolepsy.